BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The main city in Indian-administered Kashmir, Srinagar, is once again under complete lockdown. A curfew, which had been eased for the past 2 days, has been strictly reimposed for reasons that remain unclear. On Thursday, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi assured Kashmiris that they would be able to celebrate the religious festival of Eid al-Adha. Yogita Lamai reports from Srinagar.
Once again, this is a city in complete lockdown. There are hardly any vehicles or people on the streets. The curfew, which had been eased for the past 2 days, has been strictly reimposed. It's not clear why this action has been taken. To enforce the curfew, tens of thousands of troops remain deployed on the streets. It's been nearly a week now that phone and internet lines have been cut off. The situation in Indian-administered Kashmir has been tense and volatile since the national government removed the region's special status on Monday.
The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has warned southern separatists of more airstrikes unless they withdraw from the city of Aden, which they effectively seized on Sunday. The coalition targeted an area held by the separatists that it said posed a threat to the internationally recognised government. Sebastian Usher reports.
At the moment, Aden appears calm for the first time since fierce fighting erupted last Wednesday. The separatists and the Saudi-led coalition have agreed a ceasefire, which is holding on the streets, despite an airstrike by the coalition on a separatist position in the north of the city. But it may not last. The separatists have rejected the coalition's demands to withdraw from the government locations it seized, including the presidential palace. There is the potential for further violence and instability, a new civil war within the civil war.
Syrian government forces have seized a town on the edge of Idlib province in their most significant advance since launching an offensive there 3 months ago. Monitors at the London-based Syrian Observatory said they captured the town after a night of fighting which left dozens dead. Ukraine has strongly protested to Russia over a visit by President Putin to the annexed Crimean Peninsula to attend a bikers festival. Sasha Schlichter reports.
Crowds, the size of which Moscow hadn't seen in years, thronged the Russian capital on Saturday, with some trying to reach the presidential administration building. But President Putin was far away, down south in Crimea, which he annexed from Ukraine 5 years ago. He arrived astride a motorbike, clad in leather, in the company of bikers from the notorious ultra-patriotic Night Wolves Club, who were amongst the loudest cheerleaders of his land grab. Predictably, Kiev described the visit as a blatant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
BBC News.